We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, precious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 megahertz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27500, FEC 5 over 6.
Please refer to suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia.
In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor.
In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company,
in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco,
in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable, Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank assists Ugandan agriculture with a $120 million U.S. dollar interest-free loan. In good governance news, Germany is establishing a $500 million U.S. dollar climate fund. In humanitarian news, Bolivia donates $2 million U.S. dollars in rice to Cuba. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 11th, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. This special time commemorates the month in which the sacred Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, providing divine guidance and teachings. Practices during this deeply reflective holiday include fasting to increase self-discipline in all areas of life. In addition, special prayers are recited, and it is recommended that the entire Quran be read. Emphasis is placed on spiritual growth, performing good deeds, and devotion to Allah. May our brothers and sisters of the Muslim faith be blessed by Allah with an elevating Ramadan.
Today is also the Independence Day of Chad, observing its sovereignty gained in 1960. Located in Central Africa, south of Libya, Chad has a rich culture with over 100 languages and dialects. Part of the nation's extensive heritage, the Tibesti Mountains in the northwestern part of the country has an abundance of famous prehistoric rock paintings created around 4000 BCE. The ancient city of Wara, which was once the capital of the Wadai Empire, is in eastern Chad. Famous Chadians include Health Minister Her Excellency Dr. Tupta Bagwena, founder of community-supported sustainable agriculture in Chad. We wish the fine people of the nation a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News. Russian heat and fires result in tragically increased losses. As reported by Moscow's health chief, Andrei Solsovsky, on Monday, August 9th, the city's mortality rate has recently doubled to losses of approximately 700 people each day, as oppressive heat and lung-damaging smog continue to afflict the capital city. Residents have been enduring record-high temperatures, with effects that are further aggravated by smoke and toxic fumes released by the more than 550 wildfires still burning continuously across the nation, resulting in toxic carbon monoxide levels soaring to 5 times above acceptable levels. Hospitals have been unable to keep pace with a vast number of emergencies, and even medical personnel are reported to faint in the harsh conditions. Information about the number of people succumbing in other parts of the nation also affected by the fires is not yet known. We are grateful for the dedicated efforts of all medical personnel working to assist the afflicted. Our prayers for the resiliency of the people of Russia during this difficult time, and for these unprecedented conditions to ease as we join in actions of greater kindness to restore our balance with nature on the planet.
Dry, hot weather fuels wildfires in Portugal. On Monday, August 9th, 100 soldiers joined some 500 firefighters who had been working to extinguish flames that had begun over the weekend. As of Monday, 15 fires were still out of control, with personnel, vehicles, and water-equipped planes dispatched to locations such as São Pedro do Sul, where fires began on Friday and injured 3 people on Saturday. Also, near Tabuaçu in the northwest, efforts were being made to halt the flames before they reached the Pineda-Guerrish National Park. According to the country's civil defense services, reduced rain and excessive heat were factors in the 1,000 fires that ignited over the weekend, the most yet this year. We thank the dedicated Portuguese firefighters and soldiers for your courageous work to extinguish the dangerous flames. May all lives be safeguarded from such destructive events through humanity's more caring stewardship of the environment.
Indonesia struck by volcanic eruption and floods. Mudslides from an eruption of the Karangatang volcano in North Sulawesi province over the weekend injured 5 people and rendered 4 others missing. 10 homes and 2 bridges were known to be destroyed, with 20,000 residents stranded throughout 6 villages. Also in Sulawesi Island, 30,000 homes in neighboring Gorontalo province were inundated by days of incessant rains, with police helping evacuate some 10,000 residents from flooded sub-districts to higher grounds. Emergency tents and public kitchens have been set up in the worst-hit areas, especially the region surrounding Lake Limboto, which overflowed and brought floodwaters of up to 2 meters high. In central Sulawesi province, the inundation of nearly 12,000 homes prompted the Regional Disaster Emergency Response Body to establish refugee centers and provide meals for the displaced. We thank all officials and personnel working to ensure the safety and comfort of the Indonesian people. Our prayers for the swift resuming of productive daily lives, and that such calamities subside as we strive to better protect the earth.
Donors begin reaching Pakistan with aid. On Sunday, August 8th, another bout of heavy rains added to the burden of the country's already worst ever floods, which have affected over 15 million and claimed more than 1,600 lives. Additional fatalities were reported as landslides pummeled northern regions and the entire northwestern Swat Valley, as well as parts of Punjab and Sindh, which were isolated.
دا ګورونه مورونه چې کم دې ډېر نقصان کړي
Witnessing the devastation in some areas he visited, Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani requested international aid, saying that the disasters had become too vast for the government to handle.
International neighbors have thus responded, with countries such as Germany doubling her contributions to 2 million euros, while the French and Malaysian governments each donated 1.4 million and 1 million US dollars respectively. In a response to a television appeal by several UK-based humanitarian aid agencies, the British public sent £4 million in addition to 2,000 all-weather tents, while a £10 million donation was made personally from British ministers. The US is donating $10 million US dollars and has sent 6 helicopters to assist with rescue and relief efforts, while His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia has also sent 8 planes of humanitarian aid thus far.
Sri Lanka had also dispatched a plane carrying about 18,000 kilograms of dry food rations, while the United Arab Emirates, through their president, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan's charitable foundation, has also begun the distribution of tents, food, and medical supplies throughout several affected provinces.
They've devastated the infrastructure. Roads have been washed away, bridges have been washed away. To reach the people who are in great need of life support and life-saving assistance at this time, food, medical, shelter, the needs are huge. And to get there, the World Food Programme and our partners are using every means possible. We have started a helicopter airlift to people who are stranded. We're also using on-the-ground support. People are using carts. Whatever we can find to move food and other life support assistance, we will do so.
Heaven bless Your Highness, Your Majesty, and all other governments, organizations, and individuals for your prompt and meaningful response to this situation of need. Surely such care reaching out from all corners of the world is bringing comfort to the Pakistani people and easing the recovery of their productive day-to-day lives.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ASEAN addresses the environment and celebrates 43rd anniversary. During the 21st Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN Senior Officials Meeting on the Environment, held in Olac or Vietnam, representatives from 10 member states along with 6 other participating nations discussed further cooperation on developmental and eco-proposals, with most member states having coastlines that are especially vulnerable to climate change effects. The importance of their protection was highlighted, along with preserving natural resources and biodiversity. Pledges were made by participating countries such as Japan, China, and South Korea toward projects to fulfill these goals.
Over the weekend, culminating on Sunday, August 8th, ASEAN celebrated its 43rd anniversary with a grand ceremony held at the Hanoi Opera House, as well as a procession around the legendary Hoàng Kim Lake in honor of the association's expansion toward a more united community. Our warm congratulations, Association of Southeast Asian Nations and Partner Nations, on your fruitful meeting and years of harmonious and cooperative relations. Wishing the people of the beautiful ASEAN countries and beyond ever-expanding peace and cooperative success.
Loving Hut opens its doors in Hong Kong. The Loving Hut Pho Lam was recently welcomed in the largest private housing estate and shopping center in Giang Guan O, Hong Kong, an area with many schools, shopping malls, and recreational centers. Since its launch, the lively eatery has served many eager customers who are attracted by the locale's vibrant modern atmosphere and aesthetically pleasing vegan dishes. Our correspondent in Hong Kong tells us more.
外加寶林店位于香港将军澳区新都城商场，邻近寶林地铁站上盖，交通便利，人流畅旺，是购物和消闲的集中地。这里的王牌菜式包括开花结果、脆肉山珍菌、甜品杨枝甘露，每道佳肴都是色香味俱全的。
这样的话呢，我觉得这些色香味呢是
即係有陣時出面啲真正嘅茶餐廳做唔到啦。
服務態度好好，咁同埋招呼都好令我舒服啦。咁態度啲嗰啲侍應個都好好。
我覺得個環境好舒服啦，同埋地方都好乾淨，好中意，謝謝你添。
The new Loving Hut branch is part of the ever-growing international family of vegan restaurants that strive toward Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of bringing delectably wholesome and cruelty-free meals that are also easily accessible and affordable to the public. This lofty ideal has certainly been enthusiastically supported by Loving Hut staff and customers, vegan and aspiring vegans alike.
點解會轉做素食呢？就係因為我覺得又唔使殺生啦，同埋傷害到啲動物啦，做人開心好多嘅。的確嚟講係對我嚟講健康係有幫助嘅。我感覺到係越嚟越會好啦，同埋健康。我應該都要為地球做翻啲嘢。希望多啲人食素，同埋可以搞一搞個地球。
我覺得呢間咧係非常之好，經濟實惠，同埋咧座位舒適，對我哋嚟講咧就係非常之好嘅消息嚟嘅。呢個寶林嘅開幕，
我自己食素咧就覺得好開心啦，因為有個地方可以落腳啊嘛。
好食，
好食，
係。咁你中唔中意食齋呢？
中意，
係。係咯，食齋好健康，
食素環保。
Congratulations, Loving Hut Bolam, on your successful launch. With thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast encouragement of the Loving Hut franchise, we look forward to heralding a vegan world as more and more people awaken to the multiple delights of this compassionate lifestyle.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat.Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg.Go green to save the planet.
Honeybees learn better in the morning. Research published in the UK-based Behavioral Ecology and Sociobiology journal by a team of scientists from the University of Konstanz in Germany reports that honeybees have evolved to better memorize the scents of different flowers early in the morning.
As flowers accumulate their sweet nectar during these first daylight hours, this timely increase in brain power maximizes the bee's chance of identifying and finding an adequate supply of sustaining nourishment.Dr. Nigel Rain of the UK's University of London highlights the importance of bees to humans in saying, Not only do bees pollinate many crops we depend upon for food, but they also pollinate wildflowers, which helps to maintain the beauty and diversity of the landscape in which we live.
Many thanks, University of Konstanz team and Dr. Rain for this intriguing finding and reminder of its significance. May we all protect the industrious bees and all other wonders of the divine as we appreciate more and more their unique contributions to all life on Earth.
save our planet. Regions worldwide gripped by heat waves as globe heads for hottest year ever. Analysis of extensive data has led eminent climatologists such as Dr. James Hansen of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration to state that 2010 is set to become the hottest year in recorded history. Thermometers around the world are reflecting the same movement, with recent prolonged droughts and excessive heat in China and India, along with more recent record-setting highs in Ukraine and Belarus. In Russia, where peat and forest fires continue to burn, the head of the Russian Meteorological Center stated that the country is enduring its longest heat wave in a millennium.
Meanwhile, high temperatures in Japan's Tokyo Bay were found to have caused the death of up to 80% of its baby neck clams, as human lives were also lost in the USA's Midwest and South during early August, where the National Climatic Data Center reported more than 200 record temperatures in the state of Mississippi alone. Experts warn that warmer waters resulting from these heat waves may also increase hurricanes. Professor Michael Mann, a noted climatologist at Pennsylvania State University in the USA, has explained that such global warming-induced temperatures would become ever more damaging over time, leading to widespread chaos as nations suffer from the upheaval caused by their damaging effects.
Our appreciation, Dr. Hansen, Professor Mann, and all other scientists and officials working to increase our understanding of the perilous tolls of climate change. Let us quickly step in unison toward actions that restore the safety of our shared planetary home.
During an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the increasing urgency of human-caused global warming, describing at the same time the most effective measure to counteract its dangers.
The atmospheric temperatures are rising so steeply that we do not have much time left to change. And that is just what has been predicted up to date. The effects of climate change can be seen in so many ways, with increased flooding, droughts, fire, and even earthquakes everywhere in the world. How do we stop these alarming changes? The greenhouse gases released from the animals, from their waste, agriculture runoff, and the activities related to these massive operations have been identified as the number one cause of global warming. We have to halt the meat consumption and the livestock raising. Instead, we should choose to buy organic vegetable and fruit products to save our lives and those of our families, save the animals and the planet.
Save our planet. U.S. researchers forecast that the little brown bat in the northeastern United States is facing 99% certain extinction from a disease called white nose syndrome within 20 years if climate conditions continue.
Warning news. Medical tests on three young Chinese girls less than 4 years of age, all of whom drank the same milk, showed female hormone levels that exceeded those of an average adult woman, with the hormone suspected to originate from livestock feed additives.
This is Libra. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're vegan all the way, and today we're going to share a tip on a fun activity for you and your canine best friend.
When going for a walk around your neighborhood, try asking your intelligent friend if she or he would like to go right or left. You may find yourself exploring some new areas with your adventurous pooch.
Good idea, Libra. Also, in the park, your aware companion could choose the path the two of you take.
What an exciting way for both of you to spend time together and get some exercise.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
world news, Ugandan agriculture receives $120 million interest-free loan from the World Bank. The funds will be used for projects including development of agriculture technology and a sustainable land management system. In addition, advisory services and support for farmers to promote transitioning from subsistence to commercial production will be enhanced. Mr. Stephen Shalita, a spokesperson for the World Bank, stated that more than 2 million people will benefit from the plan. Our earnest appreciation, World Bank, for your dedication to improving livelihoods in this East African nation. May the kind residents of Uganda be blessed with bountiful harvests on a sustainable planet.
In good governance news, Germany is establishing a $500 million climate fund. It will be used to provide loans for small-scale, sustainable, and energy-efficient projects in Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Morocco, the Philippines, South Africa, and other nations. Germany's Federal Environment Minister, the Honorable Dr. Norbert Rodigan, said, "This is an important example that climate change policies have become earnest and concrete." Financing will be coming from Germany's KfW Development Bank. Our sincere gratitude, Germany and KfW Development Bank, for your commitment to assist countries with planet-protecting plans. May we all join hands with positive measures such as these, coupled with the Earth-saving vegan diet, for a bright future for our ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, Bolivia supplies $2 million of rice to Cuba. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and be right back. More cheerful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, effective news for an efficient world. In humanitarian news, Bolivia assists Cuba with a $2 million donation in rice. The 3,000 metric tons of rice is to help the island nation's recovery from crop damage caused by extreme weather events in 2008. The first 500,000 kilograms has been delivered, with plans for 60,000 bags of the rice to be sent per month. Our thankfulness and heaven's blessings, Bolivia, for your commitment to the well-being of the residents of Cuba. May we continue to care for our brothers and sisters in need in all countries to ensure a loving and secure world.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, New Doctor.
Mrs. Smith was suddenly ill in the night, and a new doctor was called to the house. After a look at her, the doctor stepped outside the sick room to ask her husband for a corkscrew. Taking the tool, he disappeared, but several minutes later, he came back again, wanting a pair of pliers. Again, he came back after disappearing for a few minutes while the patient was moaning with pain. And then he wants something again. I need a mallet and a chisel. The husband of the patient couldn't stand it no longer. What is the problem with my wife then, doctor? So serious? So the doctor said, I don't know yet. I have to open my instrument back first.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
No tengo palabras para expresar lo que siento. Simplemente, gracias. Maru, de Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Gentle Maru, your kind note is much appreciated. God bless you and the gracious people of Argentina.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the love of heaven fill your heart and illuminate your soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United States donates $1 million to non-governmental organization Norwegian People's Aid, or NPA, to remove landmines and restore safe passage to an area along the Jordanian border with Syria.
12 meters below the nearly 2,000-year-old temple of Quetzalcoatl in Mexico, archaeologists discovered a sealed-off tunnel leading to larger chambers that they believe could house the tombs of rulers or other important artifacts of the time.
Around 30 animal activists and volunteers in Russia use shovels and buckets of water to manually dig a barrier ditch that successfully protects 1,800 dogs and retired circus animals from the region's flames.
Retired professional hockey player and vegan George Laroque is appointed new deputy leader of the Green Party of Canada with plans to help promote active, healthy, and sustainable lifestyles.
the All With Voice Medical Group of 85 Cuban and 25 Nicaraguan medical specialists completes a volunteer mission of bringing care to more than 100,000 persons in need in often remote regions of Nicaragua.
The first of three convoys sent by the Arab Parliament arrived in Palestine's Gaza Strip on Sunday, bringing humanitarian aid for the holy month of Ramadan.
Formosan or Taiwanese First Lady Zhou Meiqing appears to show support for a Taipei County rally sponsored by World Vision Taiwan, where more than 10,000 people participate in a 30-hour fast to help raise awareness of global poverty.
A team of French scientists state that satellites may offer an effective way to detect and provide warnings of tsunamis, saying that a discernible wave pattern is emitted into the ionosphere soon after their formation at sea.
Humanitarian aid organization Globus Relief of Utah, USA coordinates the shipment of 10 containers of medical equipment and supplies for distribution following Hurricane Agatha in El Salvador to assist residents' recovery.
In an effort to set a world record for the longest dance and to uplift moods amid economic concerns, over 150,000 Greek citizens join hands and dance, forming a continuous human procession along a highway across the island of Crete.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.